What if the freshest thing you ate this summer didn't come from a store? Meet Garden. Garden is the smart indoor home growing system that grows flavorful greens, herbs, fruit, and vegetables right in your kitchen. No backyard, no experience, no grocery run required. Garden automatically balances water and light, so nutrient-dense produce is always within reach. Heading out this summer? Kelby, Garden's AI plant assistant, keeps your garden thriving while you're away so you can come home to a harvest. With Garden, your lettuce isn't days old from a truck. It's alive, crisp, and inches from your plate. Fuel your summer from the inside out. Visit mygarden.com, that's my GARDYN.com.
Your child wakes up in the middle of the night with a high fever and the pharmacy is closed. You could wait agonizing hours just to try and get a doctor's appointment, or you could prepare ahead of time with Jace Medical.
Jace makes it simple for families to stay ready with kits like the Jace case. These are ready-to-go supplies of prescription antibiotics and essential medications for travel, emergencies, or everyday life. With Jace, you're investing in more than health. You're investing in true peace of mind that you are prepared for the unexpected. It's fast, it's affordable, and it could be life-saving. Just head to jace.com, answer a few quick questions, and a licensed doctor reviews your info in minutes. After that, your meds are shipped directly to your door. Keep yourself and your loved ones prepared with the right medications on hand no matter what comes next at jace.com.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We have your crazy cash right now. It's $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is fun. While you're streaming Wild 94.9 on the iHeartRadio app, hit that contest tab, scroll down there, enter that keyword fun, and you could win $1,000 in crazy cash, which would be crazy. So good luck.
Good luck. All right, first talk back of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, guys. Long-time listener, first-time talkbacker, happy hump day. Since yesterday's episode was dedicated to Rick Moranis, I'd like to give you guys a little fun fact. Did you guys know that they were going to reboot Honey, I Shrunk the Kids back in 2020? But because of COVID, it shut down. And sadly, they never redid it. Huh. Fun fact, guys. Happy hump day.
Hump day. Yeah, look, on yesterday's show, I can't remember how it came up, maybe in the Up-Nope game or something, where we started talking about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and the lead actor in that, Rick Moranis. And look, Selena, on this show, you talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and the wedding and all these other big celebrities and these big monumental events. Mm-hmm. And nobody leaves a talk back. Nobody gives a damn. But the second we mentioned Rick Moranis, the holy tidal wave.
So weird.
Holy tidal wave of talkbacks of people that want to weigh in about Rick Moranis or give us an update about what he's up to. Or do you hear that he was at Comic-Con for Spaceballs too? And right there, our buddy
Edgar
without
the haircut.
And even
the very next day, people still talking about him.
Still talking about Rick Moranis. Did you know they almost rebooted Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? You heard it right here first.
Wow.
Any other Rick Moranis fun facts, people,
let
feel
us know.
Free.
Yeah.
Talkback mic always open. I wanted to ask this and just check in with you guys. Did you guys ever see the movie Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yes.
Okay, you have.
I don't remember.
Interesting.
When I was little, I couldn't like quote a line from it or anything like that.
Well, right. I mean, it's an old movie, but it is a classic.
You know what movie, a classic that is in talks to get a reboot?
What?
Home Alone.
Really?
Didn't they do that with Home Alone, like 4, 5, and 6 that nobody ever saw?
Yeah, but I guess they're talking to Macaulay Culkin to like bring him back as like dad maybe or something. I don't know.
And then it's like he accidentally forgets his own kid. Oh, wow. Well, I mean, the writing on this. Oh, it's going to be so good.
The script writes itself.
Yeah, and the two burglars, they're out of prison finally. They come back.
But they're 80 years old.
Yeah, and they're like old, really old.
Do you think we need that? Like,
yes, we do.
Do we need a reboot?
We reboot everything right now.
Right.
Have you noticed that Hollywood, that's all it is reboots and remakes of movies that we've lost our creativity. And then you get a movie like The Odyssey or something. Now, look, that's based on somebody else's work. But, you know, then that's crushing it. Like, let's do more original stuff.
Yeah, I feel like Hollywood is just out of ideas. Because all I'm seeing on Netflix now is series that are based on books.
Yep.
Like, they're not even coming up with their own series.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good point. And then we're seeing, like, a lot of these artists or celebrities that were, like, on Disney Channel back in the day coming up with a new show. But now they're the parents.
Yep.
Exactly.
It's like, hey, writers, we've done that. We've done that exact same script like 1,000 times. We don't need to do that.
Yeah. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Guys, it's National Chicken Wing Day! Woo! A lot of places have deals or are giving away free wings, so listen up. You don't like wings?
After I chug that buffalo wing sauce on the chug wheel the other day, I'm out.
But there's other flavors, Graham.
I still can't do it.
Check it out. Check out the deals at Pizza Hut, Wingstop, Roundtable, Popeyes, Hooters, and my personal fave, B-Dubs.
Yeah.
And a lot more.
All right, with the Golden State Warriors losing out on the LeBron sweepstakes, the team re-signed Draymond Green yesterday to a one-year $27.7 million deal, essentially the same amount of money he was set to earn before he opted out of his contract to try to give the team some salary space to get LeBron. Draymond, 36 years old, he averaged 8 points and 5 rebounds a game last season. Imagine making $27 million for doing that.
I could do that.
Must be not. I could definitely do that.
Better than that. The weather will be pretty similar to yesterday. Highs are going to be in the low to mid 80s. The 90s are going to arrive by Friday, so start making those weekend plans. Yes.
Hey, Taurus besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 6. Proofread your messages today before you hit send. Your phone's autocorrect could turn a simple message into something wildly unhinged. Mm-hmm. Slow down, read it twice, maybe 3 times. The chaos is preventable, and your thumbs are not to be trusted right now.
Yeah, that's because we're still in Mercury in retro shade.
Yeah, that's right.
Things are going wrong with Jess all morning.
Yeah, she's glitching.
Yeah, my coffee was pouring with no cup under it.
How are your thumbs?
They're doing okay right now.
For now.
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild, wild thoughts. Remember we used to start the Wild Thoughts podcast like that? Ooh, memories. But sometimes I wish that we can talk about some of those topics on the air. Of course, not the details, but they are just so funny most of the time. Happy hump day.
Hump day. Yeah, if you do not currently listen to our Wild Thoughts podcast, we record them on Tuesdays, a little post-show podcast where we can talk about some stuff that we cannot talk about on the air, like you mentioned. For example, yesterday's podcast, if you've not yet listened to it, go listen to it because it's a great story about a mosh pit and a number that and a concert that was derailed because of it.
Yeah, you just need to be like of age, probably like 35, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And be a sicko.
Yep.
To really enjoy something like that.
Yeah, but great podcast. Highly recommend.
All right, something we do every Wednesday, our cool or not list. Graham, would you like to kick this off?
I would. What do you guys think, cool or not? My friends divulged a little information to me the other day. They said they sold their car strictly because they could not get rid of the cockroach infestation in it.
How did they get a cockroach infestation?
So this couple, they live in Florida. They have 3 kids. They bought a minivan. They became minivan people. Okay. And I laughed and laughed at them, of course. But they loved their minivan. And, you know, the weather in Florida, it's hot, it's humid. They had some torrential downpour rains. They said that at one point this thing had to drive through some pretty deep kind of floodwaters or whatever. So I think it was partially like it got a lot of moisture in the car. And then you got 3 kids that are dumping their food and snacks everywhere. Ooh. And they started noticing cockroaches popping up in there.
Oh my God.
They tried bombing the thing, and that only brought more to the party, apparently. There were just more of them coming out of the vents, and they were coming out of things.
Oh my God,
they said,
that is like a nightmare.
They said they would lift their kids' backpacks up after, you know, just giving them a ride home from school, and they're scattering everywhere. Just cockroaches everywhere in this thing. So they got it really nicely cleaned up and detailed and temporarily, you know, got told all, okay, cockroaches, just hide out for just a little bit. We got to sell this thing. And they turned around and sold the minivan almost for more than they bought it for because it was like only 4 years old and it had 10,000 miles on or something because they live close to their school and stuff like that. They don't hardly drive the thing many miles. Right. So it had super low miles and it was in perfect looking shape. But little did the future buyer know, it was just full of cockroaches.
They sold it like that?
Yeah. And came out almost ahead on
was
the deal.
Was there really no way of getting rid of them?
They said they tried and tried and tried. The bugs are different in Florida, you guys.
True.
Be thankful that we live
They're
where
stronger.
We do.
Could that person come back and be like, hey, you didn't tell me about the roach problem.
I don't know.
Like, I want my money back.
I think it's once you sell that thing off, that's their
just block them.
That's their issue. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm going cool.
That's not cool.
Very cool.
That's not cool. No.
Are you kidding? They almost made money on the deal.
Cool for them.
So there you go. Cool.
But not cool what they did.
I think it's cool that again we don't have to deal with the bugs like that.
Okay, but honesty is the best policy.
True.
And you're going to get some bad karma at some point.
So you're going to say, hey, I got this used car. It's only got 10,000 miles, but look, bugs are going to be crawling out of the vents left and right. Who's going to buy it?
Yeah, I don't know. So I think you just have to get rid of them somehow first.
Yeah.
They tried.
You have to try more.
They said they tried everything, and they just kept coming back.
That's disgusting.
It's like once they figure out they got a nice spot to make a little house, they just keep showing up.
Where's Fairfax? I looked it up. Marin County?
Yep.
Did you hear about the playground that had to be closed down there because of a flea infestation?
Fleas?
Yeah, it has fleas.
But it's not like a dog park. You're talking about like a playground?
It said playground in all the articles. Like a children's playground shut down because of a flea infestation.
You do not want that. Who brought the fleas there in the first place?
Right. Somebody's kid.
That's weird.
Somebody's kid had fleas.
Somebody, and then you go to that park and you just get covered in bites.
Yes.
Have you ever been in an area like that or in somebody's house where there's a ton of fleas?
No. My house when I was little. We had cats.
Yeah, they just rip you up.
Yes.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's not fun.
And you just see them like jumping. You can like spot them jumping. Uh-huh.
That's so scary.
I know. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You better hope your cat doesn't ever get fleas and bring him.
I think she has her shots or whatever.
Check out my cat. Okay. That's what you think.
That's what they all say.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jess, what do you have?
Yeah, cool. Cool or not, people on social media are glute maxing.
What is glute maxing? What's with the maxing?
Why does everything have to be a maxing?
I don't know.
What looks maxing?
But this one in particular, you guys, people are going to, one, either look very disproportionate, or two, injure themselves because people are starting to, like, document their journey of like day one glute maxing, day two, and they're trying to do it for like 30 days or longer, and they're basically working out their glutes every single day.
Their butt
and only that.
I'm assuming some people do other workouts, but they are specifically targeting and hitting glutes, whether it's on top of their other workouts or just the glutes, every single day.
Okay.
There's one guy.
Is that bad for you?
Well, you shouldn't just target one muscle. You're going to be disproportionate, and then your legs aren't going to...
throw your body off balance, too.
Yeah. There's one guy...
You'll be fine.
There's one guy in particular, and I'm going to try to find his video so I could put it up on our Instagram story, but you can see the difference, though. So I'm like, dang, maybe I should try this.
Jess, you should glute max.
Because you guys...
Document your journey.
He shows day one and day, like, 29 or 30, whatever he's on, because he's like, oh, glute maxing until I don't fit into my pants. He's, like, almost there.
I mean, your glutes are big muscles.
Nice,
I mean,
you
can grow them. I don't have a butt. It would take me like day.
I'd be on like day
400, and they'd be like, I can't tell the difference.
Let's start glute maxing, Graham.
I don't want to. If I become more disproportionate, I'll get an angry talkback from Amira in Arizona.
I feel
saying
like you're disproportionate now because your butt is inverted.
True.
If you glute max, it would make
from a
you
butt,
proportionate.
You'll get a little butt.
It's not going to happen.
But
it's not
also
possible.
The guy, like, you can tell that his butt is now starting to look like an AirPod where like it's not matching the legs little by little.
The legs. It's not matching his legs.
I would be so upset if I
burned
my legs.
Isn't this not cool?
I was going to say cool.
Isn't glute maxing for the ladies, like in the gym girlies, hasn't that been a thing for like the last 10 years? I feel like that's every gym girlies posted videos about how to glute max.
But they don't.
Or is that just my algorithm?
They post videos about growing your glutes, but they're not recommending that you work out your glutes every single day for like a certain amount of time because that's not healthy. That like you're not going to see growth or maybe you might say growth because he's seeing it.
Yeah, you're seeing
but it's
it
not
going
to be in the way that you want it to be because you're not going to look proportionate. So
that's a risk I'm willing to take.
I thought that was the whole thing with ladies in the butts. You didn't care if it looked proportional or not.
You just wanted the
biggest one possible.
Well, yeah, but you also want big legs to match it.
I'm going cool.
My legs.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
When I take you away, na, 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 please don't stop the music. Happy Hump Day! Show. Have a good day. All right. Happy Hump Day.
Happy
Hump Day.
Thank you for that talk back.
Feeling it today.
Love the energy this morning.
It's 30.
The button would not press.
to know what's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, it looks like not everything is amicable between Jelly Roll and Bunny after divorcing.
But I thought everything was great. They were going to have a kid together and raise it independently post-divorce, and like they were going to go their separate ways, but still be in each other's lives as besties.
So I didn't even think there was that much bad blood between them. Aside, I mean, first we have, her, Bunny, saying on her podcast that they were still going to go through with having a baby from a surrogate. Then there was the other time that she was still hanging out at his bar in Nashville, remember? So I didn't think there was that much bad blood between them. Well, what happened next tells us everything we need to know.
Okay.
They unfollowed each other on Instagram. Ooh.
It's over, officially.
It was already over. This is like the fastest divorce I had ever heard of. And now they unfollow each other?
You can't have a kid through a surrogate with somebody you unfollowed.
I know. You think they're still going to have a kid?
No. There's no way.
That was a terrible idea to begin with.
What if they already, like, put a down payment or whatever and they have to?
Can you get your money back?
You can back out.
I don't know.
You can back
out.
What
if it's already been planted? What if it's already a thing?
You can still back out.
No, you can.
In certain states at certain times.
Yeah, you can, actually. Yeah. Oh, God. This is messy. This is getting messy.
I don't know who it was, if it was a Bunny's daughter or Jelly Roll's daughter. One of them that said, like, I have the tea and the world is going to stop when I open my mouth.
That was Jelly Roll's daughter.
I want her to speak.
I know. Since then, I feel like she's come out and said something. I think she got in trouble for saying that.
Oh.
And she tried to backtrack.
Mm. Yeah.
But something happened, and I don't know now if we're ever going to find out or not.
Dang it.
Someday we'll find out. We always do.
At least not from them. Part of their divorce. Yeah, part of their divorce is that they can't, like, badmouth each other.
But what if it's just a statement's a fact? It's not badmouthing if it's fact, right? It's not slander if you're just relaying facts.
Right, but what if the fact is one of them cheated? You still can't say that.
Ooh.
But it's factual, right?
It's factual, but you still
can't. So it's not slander. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Can we go back to that Savannah Guthrie video we talked about yesterday?
Yep. Yes.
If you missed it, she posted another video pleading for whoever took her mom to just tell her and her family where Nancy is. There's one part of the video in particular that I want to discuss.
It has been months since our mom was taken from us. We are in a nightmare that will not end. We have done our part, and we will never stop looking for her.
So yesterday I told you about a report from Page Six. They talked to a former FBI agent and former CIA agent. And they were like, that line right there, we have done our part, implies that some ransom was paid.
Mm-hmm.
So TMZ, though, says they checked the Bitcoin address from the first ransom note and no money has been recently deposited other than what the FBI put in there, you know, months ago, just a few hundred dollars just to kind of see if they would respond to that to see if it was, you know, real or not. Other than that, there's nothing in there. So there was no ransom paid. TMZ sources say that Savannah was referencing the $1 million reward for the recovery of Nancy. We have done our part. We put the reward out there to try to get information. Not that the kidnappers would expect to get a reward. If they turn her in, they would just be hauled off to prison, obviously.
Yeah.
But she was speaking more broadly to anyone who knows what happened to Nancy, not directly to the kidnappers.
Could be.
In that line.
Could also not be, because there could be other exchange of some communications that the public is not privy to this time.
Very true. So we don't know. Yeah. Their sources continue, though, that there's been no progress made in this case. They have no idea where Nancy is or who kidnapped her. And the reason for this video that was posted this week is because we're coming up on 6 months here. And the FBI says anniversaries are a great time to reignite interest to the public and to local authorities.
I wonder if this one ever gets solved, which is incredibly sad.
I know. Graham, what do you have?
All right. Add a player getting injured on a scooter to the dumpster fire that is this current San Francisco Giants season. This past offseason, the team signed outfielder Harrison Bader to a 2-year, $20.5 million deal. And oh no, it has not gone well. He spent most of the time with the team on the injured list. And when he was in the lineup, he spent that time hitting a blistering 170 average. Well, Bader has missed the last 2 months dealing with plantar fasciitis in his left foot, and now he's going to miss some more time because this past weekend he was involved in an electric scooter crash.
The
accident apparently happened, quote, late Saturday night / early Sunday morning.
You were drunk.
According to the team,
you were drunk.
Probably means there was some alcohol involved. And guess what he injured, you guys?
What?
His left foot. The same one that he has been rehabbing for the past 2 months.
If you already have plantar fasciitis.
Fasciitis.
Whatever. Why are you out here scootering?
Yeah, drunk? Shouldn't you be like, hey, I'm on the injured list, guys. I should not ride a scooter. Yeah, I shouldn't be out doing activities that might jeopardize my rehab.
Is it because he's going to get paid anyways?
Well, yeah, I'll get to that in a second. He had an MRI yesterday to try to determine the extent of this new injury on top of the injuries he was already dealing with. And perhaps not shocking is the fact that this isn't his first time this has happened. When he was in college, Bader was suspended for 19 games from the University of Florida's baseball team when he got into a scooter accident there. Police reports said he had a strong odor of alcohol on him when officers found him unconscious on the ground after a scooter he was on hit a parked car. So this is not new behavior. Now, to your question about, is he just going to get paid regardless? Major League Baseball, one of the few sports where all the contracts are fully guaranteed.
Dang.
They could have a clause in there that he's not supposed to be engaged in any sort of dangerous activities. Sports teams can't include those in. Like, you're not supposed to be out snowboarding and doing all this stuff because they don't want you getting hurt. Whether or not electric scooters are named in there, I kind of wouldn't be surprised in today's world. It could be, and then they may be able to avoid some of that contract. But my guess is bro just gets to hang out on the injured list, getting drunk riding scooters, and make over $10 million a year.
Oh my God.
And there's nothing anybody can do about it. And the dudes.
That is not fair.
Batting 170.
God.
Bro.
Yeah, he's actually a very smart man.
Yeah, but I guess.
If he gets the money.
I think about that all the time. These guys, this is not some monster deal by Major League Baseball standards, you know, in professional sports. We see contracts way, way, way bigger than this. But still, $10 million a year, that's not chump change. And I always wonder, like, do guys, like, feel the pressure to want to live up to the contract? Or are they like, this money's guaranteed. Like, bro, I can do whatever I want. I can get out there and bat a $170, and there's nothing anybody can do about it other than boo me.
Like, yeah. Big deal. Probably a little bit of both, because they know they're going to get paid anyways. I feel like most guys love the game so much, they still do want to do their best and actually,
you want,
like,
your next
play.
Contract to be bigger.
Right, and you want to be signed again. So.
The legacy. Yeah, or you just go get that. Drunk and ride e-scooters.
That sounds good, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Now to What the Bleep, where you could win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right is winning this chuggy muggy. You guys ready for today's clip?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Jess, be happy your man has a small makes it easier for when you get married.
Wow. How dare you talk about his bleep.
And you guys said you were waiting until marriage, so that's good. All right, think about it. It's been a long
we're
engagement
saving
though,
ourselves.
So far. Yeah, smart.
Yeah,
seriously. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Wow, shots fired.
Rude. What are we talking about?
Yeah, once you have a guess, whip out your iHeartRadio app. If it's not already whipped out, you hit that talkback mic button, like Selena said, and leave us your guess. We want to hear your name and your city along with that PG guess. We want to be able to shout you out if you've gotten incorrect. Only the first correct answer in the morning, though. You know the drill. That's the one that wins the JV Show chug mug.
That's right. So get those guesses in. Now we're going to play some of those first talkbacks after Kendrick and SZA.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Okay.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is What the Bleep, where you can win a chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right is winning this chuggy muggy. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. Jess, be happy your man has a small makes it easier for when you get married.
Wow.
And I'm just assuming it's small.
Keep my man's name out your mouth.
Make that wedding night easier. Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
What are you talking about?
Oh.
This is a family show.
Girl. Yeah.
All right.
That's what I was.
Let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning. This is Lucia calling from San Francisco. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
My guess for the bleeped out word is apartment. So that way when you guys finally move in together, it'll be great. Because not that much stuff you got to do. Have a good day.
Does he have a small apartment?
No.
Giant
he's got
apartment?
A big one.
Mansion apartment?
He has he has a lot of things. So I don't know where they're going to go.
In the trash. Make room for Jess's stuff.
Right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Joe from Livermore. And my guess for the bleeped out word is family. He has a small family. Thanks, guys.
Great guess.
Probably the most popular guess this morning. Your man got a small family.
The opposite of that. He has probably 3 times the amount of family that I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds messy.
Yeah. No.
Hi. No. JB Show, happy hump day. This is Lena from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is hands. Thank you. Bye. Have a wonderful day.
Your man got a small hand?
No. They're regular size.
They look kind of small to me.
No, that's...
I'm just kidding. I have no idea. Why does that make it
Why
easier?
Why does that make marriage easier?
Oh, you can get them a smaller wedding ring?
Small hands. Oh, yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, cheaper ring. Save money on the ring.
With those
little dinky hands. Or when you guys are married and you're holding hands, walking places, easier to hold on to that little dinky hand.
Yeah, because it's like a child. You'll never lose them.
Yeah.
Is that your experience, Graham?
I do have small hands, so I'm speaking from experience.
These are great guesses so far, but that is not the one that we are looking for. If you have a different guess that has not been guessed yet, leave it now on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. We're looking for the right word. Remember, if you're the first person to get it right, you are winning today's JV Show Chug Mug. Get those guesses in. We're going to play more Talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Wednesday.
Happy hump day.
Oh, yeah, hump day. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And this is our What the Bleep game. We play it every morning at 7:05 where you can win a chug mug if you are the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. So here is today's clip in case you missed it. Jess, be happy your man has a small makes it easier for when you get married.
Yeah.
And I'm just assuming he has a small one of these. I don't know.
You don't know from personal experience?
I've never seen it or anything. I'm just guessing.
Yeah,
he looks like someone that would have a small
one.
The disrespect. Yeah. He doesn't.
I mean, you don't even know what the word is yet.
That's
Jess.
A good point. That's
a
good
point. This is a family show. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is PV from East Bay. I believe the bleep that word is appetite. Small appetite. Thank you.
Does he have a small appetite?
That's a popular guess this morning. Really? What kind of eater is your man?
Oh my gosh, you guys, I have never met somebody who eats more than that man.
He's just a bottomless pit.
I'm like, where does it go? Literally, where does it go? My one plate is his 3.5 plates. That's how we eat. So I don't, wish me luck when
we
do live
together.
I feel
like you're the same way. Like you eat and I'm just like, where does it go?
He eats so much.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Griselda from San Jose, and my guess for the bleeped out word is circle. Be glad Jess's man has a small circle. Circle of friends. Have a good day. Bye.
I feel like your man has a lot of friends.
That was a very popular guess this morning. How big is his circle?
Listen, it is so much easier for guys to make friends. He has way more friends than I do, and he makes them so easily, and I'm like... How?
Maybe it's because he's nicer than you.
Well, I try to be nice.
I feel like you're nice.
Thanks. But
well,
why?
Not as nice and friendly as her man, apparently. He's got a big circle. Hey, yeah. What about when you guys, you know, as we've talked about your wedding planning and stuff like that, is his circle of friends, like the number of groomsmen, going to drastically dwarf the size of your group of bridesmaids?
No, because we want to keep it very limited. So it'll probably be like 5.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want a huge group up there.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Cecilia from Manteca, but vacationing in Hawaii. And my guess is closet. Happy hump day.
Hump day. That is a great guess, by the way. And still listening and playing along to our What the Bleep game. Wow, vacation in Hawaii.
Much.
That's a real one right there.
Real one.
These are the cookies from San Francisco. And our guess for the bleep dot word is wardrobe. Bye.
Happy hump day.
Hump day.
There it is. Here's today's clip. Unbelieve. Jess, be happy your man has a small wardrobe. Makes it easier for when you get married.
Now, I get different vibes, Selena. I think Jess's man has a large wardrobe.
I just feel like it can't be larger than Jess's. Like,
that's a good point.
How,
it's not.
What is his wardrobe situation?
Listen, for a man, he has a lot of clothes because which I love because he loves to dress up with me. So he has a lot of like his casual clothes. He also has to dress professional for work. So he has that. He likes to wear his suits. So he has that. He has his workout stuff. So he has a lot. So, not as much as me.
So when you guys move in together, closet space is going to be a 50-50 breakdown, 75% you, 25% him. What's the breakdown going to be?
We've already talked about this. We came to a compromise. Okay, I get my own beauty room so that I could have a whole room to have like
room.
All my clothes in there, and then he'll get the main our main closet in.
So he's going to get the primary closet that's attached to the bathroom or the bedroom and just walk in there and get dressed each morning. And you're going to have to walk down the hall to your beauty room and get the secondary closet, which, you know, Selena, is going to be a lot smaller.
No,
and meanwhile, he's going to be stretching out in that big, big primary closet.
No, it's not like the secondary closet. It's the whole room.
Oh, you're turning the whole room into a closet.
So it's like a big walk-in closet.
Because
I want to, my dream.
Your guests that are staying over will love that. Do you guys have a guest room? I'll sleep on the couch.
You can stay in my closet.
Jess's clothes took up the entire room.
I was going to say, my dream has always been to have like those like huge vanities and like get ready in front of one of those, the ones that has have the little lights and stuff.
That's
I have big dreams and aspirations over here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds
love
nice.
That.
Sounds
love that.
Nice. Can we give some shout-outs?
Let's do it.
Yeah, why not? First, it was the Cookies in San Francisco. They had this morning's very first correct guess. Do we have any word on how many cookies there are?
Or what kind of cookies?
I hope it's white chocolate chip macadamia nut from Safeway or from Subway. I love those cookies. Safeway probably has some good ones, too, now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah, but I just don't know how many I got to cut this chug mug in half. Like, how many cookies are there? Sounded like a whole carload of them. All right, a couple other people came with the correct answer this morning. Let's shout them out as well. Leo in San Jose had a correct one. And Steph in Richmond. What's up, Steph?
What's up?
Hope you have a great Hump Day.
Hump Day.
Kelly in San Jose came with the correct answer as well. Anybody else, Jess, a squeak one in that I did not notice on my radar?
Did you say Meg?
I didn't. I said nothing about Meg.
Meg?
From Sausalito, probably. What's up, Meg? What's up? I'm just guessing. Is that right?
Well, it's because the transcript says Southsley.
Yeah, Sausalito. Meg and Sausalito. Look at that. I can remember where our listeners are from.
Wow, look at that.
A little hidden talent I got. A little hidden talent.
Thank you, everyone, for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, same time, 7:05, right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9. We're the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Hump Day.
Oh, yeah, it's Hump Day.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And to the phones. Good morning. Is this Thea?
This is, and I'm with my husband, Nick, and my son, Julian.
What's up, guys?
Nick and Julian, how's it going, everybody?
Good. Happy Hump Day.
All right, you guys are on to play our Yup Nope games. This means we're going to ask you four trivia questions. You guys just got to get three correct. If you can do that, which I know you can, you got this. But let's say you don't.
Oh, okay. No.
And I'm just kidding.
The entire Bay Area is going to be cackling at you like,
stop making it worse, Graham. You're going to be fine. If you win the game, you are winning
tickets for Lily Allen.
Here we go. Question number one. In the Disney movie Peter Pan, Peter says that faith, trust, and pixie dust are what you need to be able to do what?
Fly.
Yep. You also got to think good thoughts. Remember that? Go to your happy place or whatever. Mm-hmm. Think good thoughts. Then you can take off. All right. Nice start. Question number two. The America's Cup is one of the longest running international competitions in sports. What kind of race is the America's Cup?
It's sailing.
Yep.
Okay.
A couple nautical nerds on our hands this morning. All right.
Question number three. The movie Schindler's List.
Whoa.
Schindler's List.
You ain't never heard Schindler's List.
Schindler's List. That's what I meant to say. Sorry.
Yes.
Dang, can I just have like one little mess up? Dang.
Well, it's one of the, it's a very extremely famous
movie. You hit your max for the day.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was directed. Can I start the whole thing over?
Yes.
The movie Schindler's List earned what iconic director his first Oscar win?
No, we didn't lose. We just don't know the answer to this question, honey.
What is it?
I don't know. Iconic director, like Steven Spielberg or something like that?
Yep.
That was Steve. nice job. Yeah, Steven Spielberg's very first Best Director Oscar win for Schindler's List. A great movie. All right, question number four. You guys have already won the game.
Nice
you don't
work.
Even need this one, but we'll do it for funsies. Question four. What is the only country on the planet that starts with the letter O?
Nick, you are... the geographer.
Come on, Nick.
Nick.
Study a globe.
I can only think of cities.
with an O. Yeah,
I don't know.
So, but that's okay.
Take any guesses?
We
shout out to Oregon.
Oh, quick. No, that's not.
That
Oslo.
Oslo.
No.
No. The answer is, the correct answer there, Oman.
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 Oman. Oman. They didn't get that one correct.
Oh, but it's all good because you guys won the game anyway.
Nice job.
Nice work. Congratulations. You get to check out Lillian.
Thank you. Thank you. You are very welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, family, hang on there for a quick second. Yeah, that was for Lily Allen tickets. Graham, you have a couple of birthday shout-outs?
I got just one DM slide this morning. Morning, Graham and JV Show. We want to wish our main guy, the foundation of our tribe, Mr. James Reginald, a happy 40th birthday, a new decade of being 26/28 and a half. We hope his trip in Hawaii was all that and more. Love from his wife, Cecilia, and kids, Athena, Jackson, Genevieve, and Kenzo. Yes, happy 40th birthday, or 28 and a half. That sounds a little bit better. Hope you had a great trip in Hawaii and hope you have a great birthday.
Yes.
But who gives a fuck?
Oh, that is a great point. All right. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next. So apparently, there is a lot of evidence in the David case that is still missing, that like prosecutors have not seen. They can't find it. I'm going to give you those details coming up next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So apparently a lot of evidence in the David case is still missing. Like, as you know, the preliminary hearing came to an end on Monday after 5 days of testimony. And even though the judge ruled that there was enough evidence for this thing to go to trial, a lot of key evidence is still unaccounted for. According to prosecutors, two of Celeste's fingers still have not been recovered. Her left finger and then her left ring finger and then her left pinky finger. And that's because her ring finger had David's name tattooed on it. So he wanted to get rid of that. Those have never been recovered. The murder weapon was never found. They say that he murdered her with a sharp object, but they don't have that object, and they don't even know exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Same thing for a shovel that they know David ordered. They have record of that, but they were never able to find it. There is a 10-inch chainsaw that they know, again, David ordered, but they never found that.
Yeah.
Same thing with the fire mat. This is all key evidence that was in David's possession, at some point. But these items were never recovered.
I mean, think about the size of all those items, pretty small. And think about the scope of where you have to look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's beyond the needle in a haystack if he went and disposed of those somewhere.
Buried it somewhere, could have thrown it into a body of water, like who knows?
I mean, they may never be found.
I know. On top of that, Celeste and David's cell phones from that time. Oh. They don't have those.
Also gone.
Celeste's purse. They don't have that. Security footage from his home from April 23rd, 2025, between 10:10 and 10:31 p.m., which they say is when she arrived and, you know, the murder happened. Though, like, that footage still not available to investigators as well. So prosecutors disclosed all of this information during the preliminary hearing. And again, the judge still thought there was enough evidence for it to go to trial, but there's still a lot that they don't have. Remember, they didn't get the case until 4.5 months later, making it pretty difficult for a lot of these items to be recovered or traced back.
Yeah.
This is months after the fact.
And again, even if they are recoverable, they might not be. So there's still, of course, enough evidence to move forward. There's been cases that have moved forward to trial with way less evidence than this. They've got plenty to go on. And I think a jury will see as they fill in the timeline of like, well, this is probably when he disposed of those items or whatever. They'll be able to piece a lot of that together. And then, of course, you know, would it be great to have all that evidence and you'd have just a mountain against him? Yeah, it'd be great, but I think they can still get a conviction without that stuff.
They better.
Yeah.
They better. I feel like I don't have a lot of faith after the whole Diddy trial. Like,
that's a good
they'll
point.
They'll just let anybody, you know, walk free after a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan, he finally spoke to reporters yesterday following his car crash that happened earlier this month in Palo Alto. Still recovering from numerous injuries, including broken ribs, a concussion, a broken hand, nearly losing his right eye. He had to get 40 stitches across his face. Well, here's what he said yesterday. According to him, he was the one that caused the accident. The CHP in their log listed this 21-year-old female driver as being at fault, but Shanahan setting the record straight, saying, quote, I was going 20 miles an hour. I was not on my phone, but I dropped my phone and it was stuck in the seats. It's on my lap. It slid off. I went down to look for it. I took my eyes off the road for 2 seconds. And as I was coming up, the airbags hit me in the face and they broke my nose. And then they said the visor really gashed me. I took my eyes off the road looking for my phone and my car veered into someone. End quote. It does not sound like neither he or the woman he collided with were speeding, which is shocking given, you know, the extent of his injuries.
Sure, this is a high-speed collision.
Yep. Also, the fact that it's the Bay Area and everybody is speeding.
That, too.
But they were in a 25-mile-an-hour zone, and it sounds like he's saying he was going 20. And
do you really believe that? Nobody goes 20 in a 25.
Oh. Well, all this, I mean, he's driving a Tesla and she's driving a Mercedes. All this data is available. They will look at the computers and it will be available. But I guess, like, they were both moving with the flow of traffic. That's what CHP is saying, and traffic was not moving, you know, people weren't speeding on this road.
And do you believe that he dropped his phone? Or was he on his phone? But it sounds kind of better to say, hey, I dropped it and I was just trying to pick it up.
Yeah. Didn't Tiger Woods say he dropped his phone also and then his car tumbled over a couple times? I think he did.
This is their go-to excuse now.
Same thing happened. But people, I mean, that does happen. And people go to reach for it. And next thing you know, I mean, that's all it takes. You take your eyes off the road for a couple seconds. Yeah. As for why the CHP reported that it wasn't his fault, being chalked up to some kind of clerical error, maybe the responding officer, big Niner fan.
Was a fan.
We don't know. But I applaud him for clearing it up.
Yeah.
He went on to say, quote, it just crushed me hearing this girl getting blamed for it. I'm just lucky that I survived, that she didn't get hurt, and that I didn't lose my eye.
Aww. Yeah, that would have been so scary. If this were you, would you have clarified that you were really at fault, or would you just let the public think that it was the other person?
I mean, when, you know, the insurance and the lawsuit that I'm sure is coming his way is going to cost millions of dollars, you know, hey, guys, the CHP said that wasn't my bad. You know, you might want to hold on to that one for a minute, but I mean, ultimately, the truth in this is going to come out. I mean, given, I think, you know, the technology in the cars and these things have cameras and sensors and computers that track everything. I feel like it was going to come out at one time or another and point back to him. So good for him on clearing this up.
I just would have rode that a little longer until like I have to clear it up.
He can afford the payout. He can afford the payout on this one.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yep. And can we talk about some new trends? Because you got to say hello to the new era of jeans, you guys. As you know, jeans are passed down from generation to generation.
My jeans are blue.
My jeans are blue. And we've seen these jean trends, right? With the super low-rise style back in the day to then super baggy jeans, the skinny jeans, the ripped jeans, everything, right? Well, now Gen Zers have kind of adapted to a new trend, and this is the fold-over jeans.
What the hell is a fold-over jean?
Have you seen them? Have you heard of them?
I have not.
Go check it out. We have a picture up at JV Morning Show on our Instagram story right now. But basically, the jeans are unbuttoned and the top part is flopped over.
Are these actual jeans that you can button, but they're not buttoning them? Or are these buttoned, but there's extra buttons on top to create the illusion that it's unbuttoned?
So I think you can button them if you want to, but they are selling them and styling them on models now to look like this because the younger generation, like Gen Zers specifically, they are wearing them like this. So they are buying the jeans, but they are making sure that they fit good enough to where they can unbutton the button and
you can't wear a belt or something. Right. You gotta be unbuttoned
and fold over the top and wear them like that. So basically,
fold over jeans.
Yeah, like if you forgot to, you know, button that button.
Okay,
but that's how they're doing it purposely.
Okay,
I'm here for it.
Are you here for it?
I think it looks great.
I'm here for it. Sometimes I'm too fat to button my jeans anyways. And I was like, God, I wish it was acceptable to leave them unbuttoned. And now it is.
Yeah.
And now it is. Okay.
Are guys doing this? Because the picture of JV Morning Show is an attractive model doing it. And that's easier for me to, you know, get behind here. I don't know how it would look on a guy doing it.
I feel like if a guy did it, their pants would just fall.
Right.
They're either going to fall, but you'd also see a lot more underwear. Do you know what I mean?
True. I don't think guys can do this. They can't pull this one off. Sorry.
Okay.
Find your own trend.
So this is a trend for the ladies.
This is a trend for the ladies. But let me ask you this, because what we're seeing, it's not people our age doing this necessarily. I'm only
26 and a half. What do you mean?
I'm only 28 and a half.
It's the younger generation, though. So, Selena, you have a daughter. She is going into high school soon. Would you be okay with her doing this trend?
Absolutely not. Button your pants, young lady. What the hell's wrong with you?
It's the younger generation doing this.
You're not walking around with your pants undone?
And that's kind of the sentiment that a lot of parents have to this trend, because they are like, it looks like you're undressed. Like, it doesn't look like you fully finished dressing yourself. So, no. Button that thing back up. So, they're not here for it.
I don't like that. Graham, you cool with your daughter wearing her pants undone?
I mean, I would think it would look kind of silly, but our parents were like, why are you guys sagging your pants? You forgot to pull them all the way up. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Every generation has done something like this where it looks kind of sloppy, or like you haven't finished fully getting dressed or whatever.
But like on the model, it looks sexy.
It looks
like I don't want my daughter walking around looking sexy.
True. It's a little provocative.
Do you know what
I prefer she did the top button, but as soon as she's out of out of my sight or whatever, Selena, as soon as you drop your daughter off at school, you know that top button. It's coming off, and they're folding the jeans over. That's how you ladies have always done it with these fashion things that your parents weren't fully on board with. We know what you do. Do you think this stems from, because for a long time, do you think this comes from the short, like Daisy Duke shorts? Ladies would do that when they're like wearing a swimsuit or something under. I've seen the top button thing. That top button's been gone for a long time and folded over on these short, really short jean shorts, the Daisy Duke type jean shorts. You think this is an extension of that, or inspired by that?
I think so, because to your point, yes, I've seen that done before, but it was usually like, oh, it's because I just put my shorts over and I just haven't unbuttoned them yet. And I think now,
for me, it's because if I'm wearing a swimsuit and me buttoning that would just give me muffin top, and so it's like, let me just leave it undone. It's better for everyone.
Let the moose muffin just kind of rest on its own.
Not the moose muffin, muffin top.
It's okay, different. Right, the muffin top.
Different.
Okay. Well, the muffin top's connected to the moose muffin, so.
I think it's different.
They're in the same path.
But I guess I'm kind of here for them. I guess if you're of age, wear them, show off whatever's there.
I think it's really cute. Honestly, I voted. We have a poll up on our Instagram story. Do you like the trend? I voted yes.
Yeah, me too.
Graham, I have a I have a trend for you men. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to leave you behind.
Okay,
but let me
got?
Know what you think about this, because apparently men, specifically finance bros, they're wearing shorts to the office. And I don't really think I'm here for it. I don't really want to see your hairy legs, even if it is the shorts that are a little bit formal.
They're like suit shorts.
Oh,
it's like they're still wearing dressing up for the office, but they're
and are they wearing
dress
shoes, like office smart business casual type shoes,
like the
and
business
dress
casual shoes, and
I'm not
like you're seeing the hair, you're seeing the legs, like is that really professional?
Well, you ladies get to wear skirts in the office, and nobody says anything about that. I'm not here for it. I find it jarring. Even look, we work at a radio station, and I feel like dress code is pretty lax here. You know, sometimes you look around and you're like, I guess we don't have
there
one
is
at
no
all.
Dress code.
As that one guy saunters in basketball shorts and flip flops in the morning, and I'm always
does
like,
he live here?
Wow, that's what you wear to work. Interesting. I would never think of that. I think it's kind of jarring to see a guy in shorts in the office. You're like, whoa.
I think so too.
There's something weird about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to continue wearing pants to the office.
Thank you. We don't want to see your legs. But also, I guess there is a little bit of a double standard. Because
body shaming. Thanks a
I've
lot.
I've worn my shorts here, and I feel like it's not really like that big of a deal.
Right. And we can wear like dresses and skirts. But if it was, but that's kind of the norm for women. If we wore like short shorts or a really short skirt, I think that would be kind of looked at.
Right.
Kind of weird.
Yeah,
you know, just the way like pants are kind of the norm for men in the office, and so when they show up in anything else or shorter pants, shorts.
Well, it's 2026.
It
We're breaking down the norms, you guys. This is old. That's old school stuff.
I just don't like it.
Progressive here.
I don't like
but
it.
But do we want to be
free the lower leg? I'm going to start wearing shorts. It's
just
summertime.
It's just the fact that they're still wearing like the dress, the dress up socks with it.
I
don't like it.
That is a little weird.
I don't like it.
I just think in general, like, we've shifted a lot when it comes to, like, dressing professional. And it's going to come to the point where, like, nobody's even dressing professional at all at work anymore.
Well, we're pretty close to that already.
And so, because even to an interview or, I don't know, when you're going somewhere, where you should or you would have technically dressed professional in the past. Like, what do you even wear now? Because are people expecting you to dress professional anymore?
Like suit?
Like interviews or like stuff like that. Like, you know when you would wear like a little blazer or something? Like when I went to my interview for Forever 21.
You wore a blazer?
I was wearing my cute little blazer with my little flats and stuff. It was a different time back then, okay?
Yeah, we used to wear that to the club too. But like everything changes.
Yeah. Her job interview here, Selena wore her Crocs and black leggings and black hoodie.
Yup, and look at me.
Yeah, yep. She's thriving.
Didn't matter to her. And that one guy around the office here that wears the basketball shorts and the flip-flops. I can't, what? Someone explain that one to me.
I don't know. I can't. There's no explanation there, buddy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us. It is a Wild Wednesday. Every hour we're hooking you up with Doja Cat tickets. Woo-woo. That next keyword is coming up here in just a few. Really quick, we were talking about a new trend. These fold-over jeans. If you want to see what it looks like, JV Morning Show, it's there on our Instagram story.
Hey, so it's your girl, Leanne, from New Brunswick, Canada. Those fold-over jeans, is that like what we did when we're pregnant as a woman? No, I think it is.
Yes, whenever you can fit into jeans, I still can't. I do the fold-over if my shirt is long enough.
Yeah. And now it's trendy.
Yes.
If you haven't seen the trend again, you can see it on our Instagram story. But yeah, top button undone, maybe a little bit of the zipper, and then you just fold the top. Over.
I'll never forget when I was little, my older sister, she was in high school.
What?
And she got in trouble because my mom had found some like pictures that her and her friend had taken when they were over at the house one time, like trying to be sexy on the couch, like some like Polaroid type looking things. And they had the fold overs. And my mom got so mad. Like, this, like, before social media, you had to take thirst traps on Polaroids, apparently.
Oh my God.
And so, what, did you mail them? Like, you stamped it and mailed them?
It's not like they were giving them to people. They just, like, took them, I don't know, to keep. I don't know, because my mom just, like, found them one day. My sister got in so much trouble because her pants were unbuttoned. But it was a trend. It's a trend.
She's
now.
A trendsetter. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
She started the whole thing. A JV Show, I just looked it up, number one in New Brunswick, Canada. Woo! So thank you for leaving us that talk back, Leanne. Appreciate you.
Yes, all because of you.
Yep.
All right, guys. I've self-diagnosed with something.
No. Oh, no.
Self-diagnosed myself with something.
Yeah.
I think I'm going blind.
Oh no. Selena, welcome to the club.
I think I'm suffering from blindness.
You need glasses?
Lip blindness.
Oh. Dang it, I'm out.
Now? Yeah,
you guys know I recently
maybe
went,
get some contacts or glasses or something. But
and I got my lips done.
Yeah.
And now that they've fully settled, and I love them so much, but it looks so natural, which is what I was going for.
Uh-huh.
I find myself, you know, here and there looking in the mirror like, I'm going to go for a little more. What's a little more? That's not going to hurt, you know? Oof. And I'm having to stop myself like because that's how it starts.
Yep.
And then it gets out of control.
Slippery
then you
slow.
Look like one of the girls or women on Real Housewives.
But I totally get it now. Yeah, if you want to know how many seasons any of these cast members have been on a Real Housewives show, you just look at their lips. It's like counting rings on a tree.
I know.
Because every year they come back slightly bigger.
But I totally get it because it settles in and like you love the way it looks, but you get so used to that where you're like, it's looking a little too natural at this point. Maybe I can go a little bigger.
Yeah, it's time for a little pump up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's just, you know.
That's what I was thinking.
Can you ever?
It's a slippery slope.
Can I ask this about, and I have no idea about lip injections because look, and again, you see these ladies on Real Housewives and their lips just get bigger and bigger and bigger every season. What happens when they, if you stopped doing it, does your lip skin snap back? Do you know what I mean? Or does it like stay like deflated looking? Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I know people who have gotten their filler dissolved and they look fine and they don't have like saggy lips.
It looks natural
Is the lip sag a real thing? I don't know. But what about some of these ladies that have just like way overdone it? And full duck face, and these things are sticking out 3 inches from their
nose.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What happens when they go back?
Maybe the skin does snap back.
Because I think a little bit.
I don't know.
Am I allowed to say saggy lips on the air?
Just once.
Okay,
I used it up already.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if this is a rumor. I don't want to spread false information, obviously. But what I've seen on social media of people, what people say is that the filler never leaves your body. So it kind of just migrates to other parts of your face.
So it's still in there somewhere.
That's why people get pillow face sometimes, because the filler will migrate to like the cheek area.
I thought
area.
That was because they got cheek filler, though. It's not migrating from their lips to their cheeks.
I don't know.
It's
I'm
all
scared.
Interconnected in there.
I guess
as far
so.
As we know.
Yeah, but you can also dissolve the filler.
Right. But I think that for the most part, once you start getting it.
Because you know what I mean? Like people that lose a ton of weight, there's extra skin. There's extra skin, you know, and your lips have had to grow and stretch to adapt to just being stuffed and stuffed and stuffed. And then you take away the stuffing, the saggy ones.
Do not want.
You don't want a droopy lip.
Again, so that's what I'm dealing with. I'm not going to go get any more filler.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe it.
Not anytime soon. Honestly, I would have already done it, but my husband, he's like, it took him a while to get used to it, and I didn't do anything crazy. Like I said, very natural looking. I feel like most people wouldn't even be able to tell unless you knew me, like,
yeah,
right
before. But he said something to me that really hit me. He's like, it feels like I'm kissing somebody else. And I was like, part of me was like, well, isn't that a nice little treat for you? You know?
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's like having another person without having another person.
Right.
But I could tell it like made him kind of sad. He's like, it doesn't even feel like you. And that's because it was still very fresh. Now it's settled and maybe he doesn't even feel like that. But that's what stopped me from getting a little bit more.
He feels like he's just kissing balloons at this point.
He's like, I don't even know what this is. Yeah, what am I kissing? What is this?
Oh, no,
that
Selena.
Is, I'd never thought about that before. But yeah, there would be a change there.
Does it feel normal for you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, in the beginning, you could totally feel it because it hadn't settled and it was a little firmer.
Uh-huh.
Now it feels like
normal.
Like regular.
Like when you first did it and you tried to drink through a straw, did all the liquid just come out the sides of your mouth? Like just blah, blah.
No.
Okay. Oh.
Rem, do you want to make a prediction on when Selena will go back? Because I think she's going to go back sometime in August.
I think she won't make it through the end of this year.
Without getting more? Or going back?
I think you'll go back to get some more sometime in 2026.
Okay. That's going to be left. My prediction, too.
Okay. I think it'll...
Why can't I leave a prediction?
I'm glad I said it before you confirmed it. Okay, all right. Just give me my Coco props now. Can't wait.
Oh, my God.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
OMG. You guys, just watch Botched. There's so many different episodes of lips getting deflated, and they have to cut out that piece that's, like, overly flated, and then they... like suture it back in for just a regular lip.
No.
Watch Botched. No. You learn a lot, which is why I never will get elective surgery. Good luck, Selena.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
I'm going to act like I didn't notice the sarcasm in your voice
there. Shot fired there at the end. So that answers my question because I was wondering if we were talking about lip filler and injections and stuff like that. And if they end up taking it out someday, as if you've been on a reality TV show for more than 5 seasons, your lips have gotten so big that I was wondering what happens when they take it out. And it turns out it is a thing.
Whoa.
You can get the saggy one when they take it out and they have to cut out a piece
I would
of your
love
lip
to
and
see
sew
the,
it back together.
That on video.
Oh,
it's right up my alley.
God.
Why am I not watching Botched? Like, that's something that I would love to. I love stuff like that.
Seriously, that's true.
You should start.
That should be your number one show.
Or maybe don't, because I feel like it'll scare you away from.
I don't think it'll stop anything.
Oh, okay.
All right, Jess, what do you have?
I have a question. I want to know, is this fair or foul? A dad buying a first class plane ticket for their girlfriend and not getting a first class ticket for their child.
Fair. That's the dream.
And I'm saying child. When I say child, I mean like college aged. So not like a...
Like young adult.
You're not abandoning a toddler back there on some strangers back in coach.
Do we have more context? Like, was this a trip between dad and girlfriend first? And then like a young adult child was like, oh my God, I think, can I come? Like, I just want to tag along. Like, do we know?
Let's say it was just a trip for the whole family, but... It's either everyone get their ticket or, hey, I'm the parent. I'm going to buy you the ticket that I want to get you, but I'm going to upgrade myself and my girlfriend or possibly stepmom. So the reason I bring this up is because there's a video that's going viral with the caption that said, passing your dad in first class. So the daughter kind of made a joke of like, haha, like, let me record him while he's in first class. Everybody seemed to notice, though, hey, that woman that's sitting next to him, Is that a girlfriend? Is that stepmom?
Is it a mommy?
Is it a mommy? Now, they noticed that she didn't say passing my parents.
while I'm going to.
Okay, so we think girlfriend.
So we think girlfriend, possibly stepmom. Mm-hmm. And so many people in the comments were saying, that's weird. Why would you book a first class ticket for you as the parent and not for your child? Like, my dad would never, or I would not, you know, be okay if my dad did this. Is it fair?
I think it's fair.
I was going to say, if my kids are older, and this is kind of something I would do. Like,
yeah, I don't want
to. You guys all sit together back there and, like, we're just going to, we'll be up here.
Right. I've had enough of flights taking care of you when you were a kid and you were screaming and making my flight miserable.
Thank you.
Now you're old enough, you can sit by yourself and I'll sit up here in front. And first class tickets are very, very, very expensive.
Yeah, right.
So, like, you can't just go upgrading everybody. So if I've worked and earned enough money where I was in a place to be able to do that, that's my money.
I think other things do matter, though. Right. Like me, young adults, like, my parents stopped paying for me and my stuff, like, when I moved out. I was pretty much on my own
Same.
At that point. So I wasn't, if we went somewhere as a family, like, unless it was, like, after dinner or whatever, my parents would still pay for me. Now, I will say, like, I never really took a lot of trips with my family, but at that point in my life, I wouldn't expect them to pay.
Question, though. Would it bother you a little bit more if, let's say, this was a girlfriend of your dad's, but, like, of girlfriend that he just started dating? Let's say maybe it's only been, like, does that matter? Can you take that into account? Or is it still the same sentiment of being like, nah, whatever, don't really care?
I feel like that kind of would, if I'm the child, that kind of wouldn't really bother me.
I mean, of course you're, like, bothered in,
like,
the moment, but not, like,
class,
seriously, but, like, deep down. You're right. Like, oh, look at them. Lucky they're up there. And of course, he's trying to impress his new girlfriend. They're going to sit in first class. Meanwhile, I'm stuck in a middle seat back here. Like, you're going to be salty about it, but is it actually going to, like, am I actually going to be upset by it, you know, where it's going to cause some fight with my parents? Definitely not.
I feel like at that age, you kind of understand.
Right.
Like, okay, they're a couple.
That's, yeah, dude's trying to get some.
What they do.
I also feel like that the parents probably did even probably paid for a lot of, like, the trip just in general. So, like, is the flight really, like, a big deal if you're still on the plane? Like, you're
still going.
Yeah, you're still going, right?
Free. Yeah, you're scoring a free family vacation.
So there were a lot of people saying, like, at my big age, I wouldn't expect him to purchase my ticket.
That's,
like,
how I feel.
Okay.
And if he did buy the ticket, I'm not going to throw a fit because he didn't make me first class.
Okay, see, I was surprised by the amount of people that were saying.
How do you feel, Jess? Because you haven't really
So answered. I feel the same way. As long as I'm going on the trip and you're not excluding me. Again, I'm still on the plane, like, first class and the back seat. Is it really, like, that big of a difference? I don't know.
I think age does matter. My daughter is 14. I wouldn't ditch her, you know, then. But if she's, like, 20,
right,
21, 22, yeah, I think it's fine.
Right.
Totally. You guys ever flown first class before?
No.
I only did one time. And it was just.
And how was it?
It was just from Oakland to Vegas, and a boss bar owner that I used to work for flew me and a buddy there to Vegas for the bar nightclub convention or whatever.
Is it just more leg room? Like what is it?
I mean, I imagine it is just awesome. And then you see those, like, business class seats and stuff where you get your own little pod. Like, that stuff would be amazing. But when you're on a first, I'm like, what's the point of a first class ticket,
right,
from here to Vegas? Nice upgrade. I appreciate it. Thank you, boss. But also, like, I got my complimentary glass of champagne. And by the time I had chugged it, we were already like, okay, we're collecting those. We've started our descent. It was such a short flight.
I know.
Like, I didn't get to enjoy any of the perks. But I think if you were on a long flight, yes.
I just think growing up, I don't know if it's because of watching movies or whatever it was, I always thought, like, oh my God, if you're in first class, like, there's a full-on bar that you go to, and, like, there's
some places
this
there are,
and all that. But now when you walk into, an airplane, I'm like, wait, am I walking by first class right now? Like, you guys look the same as our seats. I don't know. It doesn't look like there's that much.
We're on the normie planes. There are some big planes that do have some real first class and business class amenities.
Yeah,
me neither. Me neither. Sounds nice, so I've seen it in pictures.
Right.
Yeah, me too. It's
all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So everybody thinks that Justin Baldoni's wife just shaded Blake Lively. So Emily Baldoni, she and Justin have been married for 13 years now. And to celebrate their anniversary, she posted a picture of them at the altar on their wedding day. And Justin is lifting her up as they kiss right there after they became husband and wife. And the caption reads, marriage. Still my favorite lift. And there's a little emoji right there.
Okay.
Let me ask you guys first. Does that give anything?
I don't catch any shade.
You don't catch the shade. Vibes there. Catch the reference. Remember part of Blake's harassment lawsuit against Justin was that in the movie It Ends With Us, there was a part where Justin's character had to lift Blake Lively. And Justin asked about her weight because he didn't want to injure his back.
God, oh, I forgot about that. That's a legitimate question.
And people think that Emily posting, you know, marriage, still my favorite lift, here's a picture of him lifting me, is throwing some shade.
My God.
I like it.
Wait, that's funny.
If it is, it's got to be, because that's sort of an odd caption, right?
I think she knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
She definitely knew what she was doing.
Well played. Well so played.
Good. Grammy, I know you have something in trending.
Yeah, good news, bad news here. First, the good. San Jose Sharks fans rejoice because the team just announced that they signed star forward Macklin Celebrini to a 5-year extension. No surprise that they did whatever it took to extend him. He's one of the best players in the entire NHL, and he's only 20 years old currently. I would have offered him a 15-year deal if he would have taken it. Extension reportedly worth just under $19 million a season, 18.8. So congrats to him on that new extension, and congrats to Sharks fans because you want him to stay in a Sharks jersey as long as possible, hopefully forever. All right, and now to the bad news.
Uh-oh.
We haven't talked about the explosive diarrhea parasite in a few days.
Yeah.
And I think that we had all hoped that meant we were in the clear. Well, not so far. Sorry, fast. Not so fast. The outbreak has now reached 45 states and infection numbers continue to climb. There have been now, according to lab-confirmed cases of the illness, 6,707. Again, confirmed cases, and this is just since May 1st. That is a very large increase of more than 2,500 since the last numbers came out on July 21st. So we're still seeing numbers going up. And again, this is lab-confirmed cases. The people that were like, I need to go to the doctor and have it checked to see if I have this thing. You know, there are plenty of people in all sorts of pockets across the country that are just ride it out.
Yep.
And they're just suffering through it. If it's as bad as some of these people describe it, I think you almost might have to because you need medicine to treat it.
Okay, so they do give you something to kind of calm it down or stop it?
Yeah, I think I'm sure they're giving you some kind of antibiotic. It's some sort of parasite. You got to try to kill this thing off because a lot of people think what we're hearing, they think they've gotten it beat or whatever, and then it only for it to come back weeks later and be just as explosive. Federal health authorities say they're still investigating the source of where this could be, and they think it's multiple separate outbreaks now. I still think it's kind of all got to be linked together, but multiple separate outbreaks. How does that happen?
Here's what I want to know. Is it Taco Bell or not? Because I've been craving it ever since we started talking about it, and I've been, like, not going because of this, but I really want to go to Taco Bell.
Don't do it.
Don't go. Don't risk it. Are we not risking it?
I still think, despite some of the narrative flip-flopping on that, it sure seems like that it was from Taylor Farms lettuce that was distributed.
And and it's not even Taco Bell itself. Like, when we thought it was that lettuce, they pulled that.
Right. And it was only in that lettuce had been distributed to certain regions of the country, largely Michigan. They were, those poor people have had it the worst. But, I don't know. They're still investigating the source of multiple outbreaks. Yeah.
You know what's crazy, though, is I feel like there's tension still in that produce aisle. You know, like you go and you're like browsing, but I feel like no one is looking. Like the people aren't even, people are avoiding eye contact with the lettuce.
Yeah, there's so much lettuce.
Yeah.
They say that some produce sales are down as much as 40% during this time right now because people are avoiding purchasing it. My wife and I, our kids are gone for the week. We made fish tacos last night and I mean, big handfuls of cabbage and lettuce and stuff, you know, chopped up on top of each one. And I didn't think twice about it because I kind of thought, hey, we're done with this, right? We've been through this. Turns out that's not the case.
Well, we're not.
Thoughts and prayers with my stomach for later.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show with you on this hump day.
Hump day.
We have your chance right now to win some crazy cash. This is $1,000, people. This is kind of a big deal. Graham, what's this hour's nationwide keyword?
That keyword is credit. Use the keyword credit once you've hit the contest tab while you're streaming us on the iHeartRadio app. Scroll down right there. Enter that keyword credit. Woo! Sometime this hour, people. You'd be silly not to do it because you could win $1,000.
It's free money.
Yep.
Good luck. Back to our cool or not list. I know we kind of talked about this either yesterday or the day before, but cool or not, what is going on stage at these Usher and Chris Brown shows?
What's going on?
Cherries? Remember we talked? No, the Cherries was, that's old news. Remember we talked about the girl that went up there for Usher's set, but she wanted Chris Brown, and so she was not like participating, and Usher kicked her off the stage. So you got to see this footage that's on our Instagram story, JB Morning Show, of Chris Brown during his set and one of the fans that he brought up on stage. And this is what goes on at every single show. And when we discussed it, Jess and I don't know. I know I was like, I'm not willing to do that. And then Jess, I think you too.
No. Again, call me a prude, but it's too much.
And I love seeing it on other people. I just know me, I could not go up there and do that. And I said, I would rather eat Usher's cherries. And Graham was like, no, that's way worse. Oh my God, you would eat his dangling cherries, but you won't go up on stage. Graham, isn't the stage way worse?
Well, I didn't know that that's what this part was.
Yes, this is what's going on at every single show.
I didn't think that was allowed. I didn't think you were allowed to get handsy like this. This is a fool. Jesus. He's got her lifted up, and she's halfway on the stripper pole.
Now you get why me and Jess aren't willing to do that.
I'm just saying the peer pressure of it all and the excitement, the crowd's all egging you on. Like, you would think that you might pop up there.
Mm-mm. No.
Got it.
I would be so awkward
if
I burnt my legs.
Yeah.
If I went up there, oh my God, yeah.
It's I would just probably freeze. I'd be the girl that gets kicked off because I would freeze up.
You could do what this lady's doing here.
Not in front of an audience of like 30,000 people. I don't know. I don't think so. I just don't think I can.
I'm going, well, what do you think? Cool or not?
I think cool.
Cool if you're single and living life.
Because there are people willing to do that. Yeah. And I love that for them. I just know I couldn't do it.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, not cool for me.
Cool. What do you guys think? Cool or not? I've been playing Frisbee by myself in my backyard this week.
Not cool.
Not cool.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Because
your kids are gone?
My kids are gone. And I have my annual Herbert camp trip, this camping trip I do every summer with a bunch of my buddies. And you guys know it's all gambling and playing games the entire time. And one of those games is this Frisbee game called Can Jam. Now look, it's a team game, but I don't throw a Frisbee all year long until this trip. And there's money that has to be wagered on every single game. When we go up there on this camping trip, every game has to be at least $5 a person. And then as the drinking goes on, the games go up from there. So you want to be winning. And I want to win money. And then whoever has the most wins at the end of the trip, not only do you have the most money, but you also win the title of King of Camp. Okay. And I won last year, King of Camp, by a couple wins. And I won the year before. And I'd like to defend my King of Camp title. And so I've been out in the backyard practicing my Frisbee throws.
Oh, my God. Nerd alert.
But when you're by yourself, it's, you throw the Frisbee and then you got to walk over and pick it up and then throw it back the other direction and then walk over and get it. And surface level, I'll say not cool. It's kind of embarrassing. But when you hear the goal behind it, look, I want to win King of Camp and I want to stack up a bunch of money. I think it's cool.
Can't you make Hambone go get it for you?
Yeah.
Nah, a couple times she'll like run over there like she's going to pick it up. But she's getting old and she's like, ain't nobody got time for that. She won't bring it back.
You need to make a friend, like, in your neighborhood.
What about your wife? Your wife, Kate, won't play?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Last night she did come outside. I think because she felt bad for me in the evening. Again, our kids are gone this week. They're with the grandparents for the whole week.
She looked out the window. She's like, poor Graham. He's going through it. Having a little mentee bee. He's out there playing Frisbee by himself.
He's playing one-man Frisbee out there. And so she came out there and made a few throws. And, you know, you could tell. She's like, this is stupid. But bless her heart, she came out for a couple throws. But the other days this week, it's just been out there, me up by myself.
And ready for your competition?
You know, I felt a lot more confident last year. I don't know if it's just been windy or something, but my throw is just not dialed in yet.
You know what
it
is?
It's just like not locked in.
You're not drunk.
Oh, truly.
You probably play better drunk.
I do need to drink about 30 White Claws before.
So do that today after work.
Okay.
And throw the Frisbee around, I guess.
I'll be back out there again today. I guarantee it. I'm telling you, I got to win.
Maybe try going to like a local park. I'm sure somebody will play with you.
You know how hard it is to me as a dude to make friends to play Frisbee with? Hey, do you want to throw a Frisbee with me?
Yeah, I would.
I ain't gonna work.
I would run the opposite way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, we're out of ideas, Graham.
Yeah, I'm going to say not cool.
Yeah, I came to a park. Yeah. I'm here by myself. Do you want to throw a frisbee with me?
I'm going not cool as well.
Fine, not cool.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.